Bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to this week's episode of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
And this is volume 35. It's been a while since we've recorded one of these. I know what you're thinking. You just did one of these last week. Well, I know. It's been a long day. I have a coffee.
You silly bastard.
I'm being a little silly goose, yeah. I'm still so excited about the events from Sunday's pay-per-view that I'm so flustered. You know, so how much fun Drew and I and Jeremy had, you know.
Yeah. Going to the zoo, that was a blast.
Jeremy and his goddamn zoo, yeah. Which, look, we already talked about all that, so we don't need to go ahead and get into that. But, yeah, funny enough, if you enjoyed, you know, our little shenanigans this weekend, next week the three of us will be reunited, as next week's Music Box will be the three of us sitting down to fucking talk some music. I did.
But his two boyfriends.
Both my work wives.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, and then the following week after that, it's going to be episode 37, our Kevin Smith episode. And so that should be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
I'm very cryptic about it. I'm just like, that should be a lot of fun as well.
I was... I rewatched, you know, the Viewers Universe and
all of them,
man. Yeah. I forgot how good Dogma was.
Dude, Dogma is up there.
I think for me, it's Clerks 2 and then Dogma. Like, I was crying.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I don't like it, as an old man that I am, it fucking moved me.
I admittedly have not watched Dogma in a while, but it was always one of those that I liked because I appreciate Kevin's comedy, mm-hmm. but it's not my favorite comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like, even with Dogma, like, with all of them. Like, I mean, think about it. My favorite movie of his, Clerks 2. As much heart as that film has, the crux of the film takes place at a fucking donkey show inside of a movie's restaurant. You know? Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where... it's just such a weird set, you know, and he sort of has that with all his films. Mm-hmm. And with Dogma, it's kind of like the shit monster, you know, yeah. Like, that's one of those things where it's just like, oh, and then, you know, like the three kids, like, it's just, admittedly, that's what I love about him, you know, mm-hmm. that it's just like he can blend. I think about, honestly, my number two is probably Tusk, for the sheer fact of it's his second horror movie, if you count Red State as his first. But
I do.
Yeah, though I do as well. But it blends so much of what makes him, you know? It's got... Like, you know, and you wouldn't know it unless you've heard him talk. I mean, he is a huge horror movie fan, you know? Mm. There's a straight-up scene that is just the dinner scene from Texas Chainsaw 2. And he loves his dialogue. He, again, as fucked up as that movie is, there's still some parts where it is pretty just silly. But that's with all his movies, you know? Mm-hmm. I do want to go back and... I might go back and rewatch some. I don't know. Honestly, right now I'm balls deep in Weeds.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a great show.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think it happens with most older shows where celebrities who haven't, you know, this is
popped off yet.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, Julie Bowen, who plays what's her face? Mm-hmm. On Modern Family?
That's a question for you, my dude.
Who plays the mom?
Yeah. I don't know. You said, what's her face? I was like, I can't tell you her name.
She plays the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the mom's name? You've never watched Modern Family?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? But you've talked about her at least before, though. I know you said.
Well, yeah, it's a show that every time I see it on, I like when it's on randomly, but I never have gone back and watched it.
Oh, okay. She plays Claire on Modern Family. And it's fun. I think, like I mentioned to you, there's like one episode with her and Bob Odenkirk. And it's weird too, because so I was trying to figure out when it would have been, because. So Weed starts in 2000. Sorry, guys, we're getting to Weed talk real quick. Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, last week was the 420 episode. So the episode is from 2008. When does he become Better Call Saul? Because he's also, if you think about it, he's Saul Goodman, but he's also in How I Met Your Mother around that same time, too.
That was... wasn't there like a thing where like we almost didn't get him because he was doing How I Met Your Mother or something?
Man, now I'm just okay. So I know he shows up in, I believe Saul Goodman shows up in season two, right? Yeah, I believe Saul Goodman.
Yeah, so that's what it is. The only reason we have the character of Mike Hermantrout is because he did an early one and then he couldn't do the second one. Where they wanted him back because he was doing How I Met Your Mother.
It is wild to me that in probably a year span, and that's one of my favorite things when you talk about some of these character actors, that within a year span, he would have been on Weeds, on Breaking Bad, on How I Met Your Mother. Like, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm going to look up just Bob Odenkirk really quick just to see. And I'm sorry, this has now turned into a fucking episode of Family Video and stuff like that. Let's see, 2008. Just because around that time is probably when. So, okay. Oh, wow. So, Rules of Engagement. What the fuck is this? I vaguely remember this.
I can't remember that.
Oh, fuck yeah. So I remember this show. This was one of these like sitcoms. So he's on that, on Weeds, the Sarah Silverman program. This is showing a lot more of his just TV. Listen, safe to say, he's on a lot of things at the same time. That's one of my favorite things with some of these character actors. So. As is the course I've just been balls deep in that. So I haven't watched it. That's why the other day when you guys suggested I watch Rye Lane, I was like, all right, yeah, I need to take a break from fucking the Botwin family and just, ironically enough though, the one thing I did come out of it was, the actor who plays, Uncle Andy.
From, Succession.
Yeah, who shows up in Succession. It's almost one of those things where I was like, man, you guys wasted it. Justin Kirk, where I'm like, you guys wasted him because there is so much, which is wild. Like, Succession had...
Did you ever watch the show Jim Carrey had, Kidding?
Mm-mm.
Where it was like he played like this Mr. Rogers character. It was on Showtime.
No.
I think it was two seasons. Excellent. But I think Justin Kirk plays the neighbor to him, I think it is. There's more to it. But yeah, he's like the neighbor. But yeah, same thing I thought there. I was like, man, like it's so cool to see him. Like I'm glad to see he's working. But this guy deserves his own fucking show.
I mean, it's also, sometimes you come across some of these movies or TV shows where the cast is just so fucking enormous, you know, like that is one of the things in going back and having rewatched like Dune, for instance, for as much as I have, where it's like, it is wild that, you know, Lea Seydoux, Christopher Walken, and Florence Pugh, three powerhouse fucking actors have maybe each have maybe 2 minutes of screen time. I think maybe 5 minutes for Florence Pugh, but it's just like there are so many good actors in this that it's just, you know, it's like the main event for a fucking WrestleMania, you know, and you're doing all the run-ins where it's like, come on, go, come in, hit your shit and fucking get the fuck out of here. But you know what year had a lot of fucking good movies and TV shows, Drew?
2008.
No, 1989. Yeah, 2008, guys. Do you remember what you would have been doing in 1989?
No. Let's see. It would have been... At this time, I would have been 5 and a half. I know Batman was coming out soon, so I was probably pretty excited about that.
You know, as we record this, Spider-Man, the OG Spider-Man, is out in theaters. And I don't know. I'm not going to go. Like, it's one of those things where I was like, maybe I should go watch it. But I'm like,
you don't want to watch it.
No. Like, again, I know I've talked about it before where it's like those Sam Raimi ones aren't good. In that, those, they're, you know, for their time, they were. But listen, in a fucking...
In a post-Dark Knight world, they're not good.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking about like the MCU movies. I'm just talking about a post-Dark Knight world. Yeah. I'm just like, ooh. Like that Spider-Man, you know.
Well, what's crazy is even to something like X-Men, which came out before it, I don't think they're good.
Yeah. No.
Like, X-Men had just such a darker tone to it.
Yeah,
everyone. I understand Spider-Man doesn't have, like, you know, it's generally not dark, but like, I don't think they're great.
Yeah, and everyone always points to the second one, where it's like, listen, I enjoyed it. Fucking, I'm crying like a goddamn baby at that last one when fucking Otto Octavius, you know, fucking, I'm just like crying now. But you know, it's just like there is still those callbacks where I'm like, oh yes, I remember that, I acknowledge that, but. Not that good. However, you know what is good, though? The number one song that would have been playing on the Billboard at the time, and that is Like a Prayer by Madonna. Which, I don't know if this is the first time we've had Madonna on here.
I think it might be.
This isn't the one they talk about in Reservoir Dogs, right?
No, it's Like a Virgin.
Like a Prayer, Like a Virgin.
Same thing, yeah. There's a great cover of this. Drugs knows what I'm talking about already. But H2O, who was, I think, from episode 1 or 2 that I picked. The band that Drugs was in the video for.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, oh, I literally was about to make that joke. I was like, oh, the one he was in the fucking music video for?
Yeah, but yeah, H2O does a version, and it's fucking awesome.
It's funny because we have some, you know, we have some covers on here, but we'll get into that because I do still want to do an all covers episode.
Yeah. I still have plenty in the bag.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, I'm just gonna sprinkle them in because I have way more than 3 fucking songs I want
to
play.
Yeah, which is fine. So I'll get into it when we get to the songs because it's I'm gonna be double dipping, but I like Madonna.
Yeah,
you know, I know, like what's the song, the. This one specific one that when there was like that, like the summer that fucking it came out, it was like it was a big hit. Among at least
DJ.
No, fuck. Why is it?
That was kind of later Madonna.
That's so weird. I thought I had it in my. Unless it's not by Madonna. Jesus Christ! Why does it keep going to fucking? Like the songs I have in my Is it, did they take it off of
like a little breath.
Hung Up by Madonna.
When was this released?
Hung Up by Madonna would have been in, it says here, like, 09?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I don't, that's so weird. I'm like, I know I have a song on my fucking, I mean, I don't know. That's so weird. I don't know. It didn't come up, but, yeah, that one. I mean, again, Madonna's one of those people where I'm familiar enough with her music.
Yeah.
But there's like this, like, there's the other one. Material Girl, and that one just mostly gets stuck in my head because of TikTok. Like, there's that trend, I don't know if you've seen, where it's just like, my mom said she used to fucking, or it's like, my mom or dad said they used to, you know, like, have a line of, you know, women or men chasing after them, and it's a, it'll be someone's parent and they're older. Yeah. And then it when it gets to the, you're doing like a material girl, it's pictures of them, like, younger and attractive.
Okay.
For the most part, like, with some yeah, with some people it's like, yeah, my mom said she used to beat him away with a stick, and I'm just like, dude, your mom was gross that. I'm sorry, but it's just like, listen, if you're gonna put your parents out, if you're gonna put someone out there like that,
yeah,
you know, it looks like they, you gotta fucking, they gotta be attractive.
Yeah, speaking of which,
speaking of hot moms, you're like, fucking, I found this cool website.
Yeah.
It's called Hot Dads. It's called DILF.com.
It's MILF, but with a Y?
Yeah, no, but it that's what that reminds me of, at least. This one, again, just, it's cool.
No, there's a song. Is a song I've been wanting to play, but I kind of feel weird about playing it.
Why?
It's called Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel.
No, that's fine. It's funny enough, I've never heard of it, but there was a, because a lot of music stuff comes up on TikTok.
Yeah.
Actually, funny. Over the weekend, or actually like a day or two ago, somebody that I follow posted this, like, Jesus Christ, sorry, this old, like, Lil Wayne song. Like, the meme was like, when you rediscover an old song and it still hits the same, and it's like the like YouTube cover or whatever, yeah, like the cover page of a song. And I commented on it. I was like, literally had to YouTube to MP3 this the other day. Such a classic. It's got like 100 fucking likes just from like strangers. Because every time I open up my phone, open up TikTok, it's just like, yeah, so and so, fucking, you know, if it's not random women of my past liking videos of mine again, it's fucking just these strangers like liking these fucking, you know, and I'm like, Who the fuck is Dusty Baker? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's just, you know, someone who had liked that comment and stuff like that.
That's so funny. There's like literally probably, I mean, I think last year, the year before, the manager for the Astros who won the World Series name was Dusty Baker. Like he's like a Hall of Fame baseball guy. Like it's just weird that you pick that name.
Do you think he's the one who's...
That's what I'm wondering, yeah. This 80-year-old man. It's like, hell yeah, I downloaded that shit too.
Well, hey, speaking of 80-year-old men, last year, or no, 2 years ago now, I don't know, whenever it was, there's the, if you've followed over from post-wrestling, I've talked about before, Team Make-A-Wish, this man has a highway named after him. You know, when I did the tour of New Jersey... yeah, there was the Bon Jovi like rest stop or something like that. So yeah, at number two on the Billboard charts this week would have been "I'll Be There for You" by Bon Jovi, which Bon Jovi, again, I can't say I've listened to too much Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of his songs, if they get played, I'm like, oh, okay, I've heard them, but like, you know, I hear he's like your guys' messiah.
New Jersey's Messiah.
Well, just like white people in general, white people love Bon Jovi.
I mean, that's a kind of a fact, yeah.
Like, drugs, do you love Ben? Like, listen, drugs, when you post this, let us know whether you love or hate Bon Jovi. You know, like.
God.
I mean,
I know. I think there are certain colored eagles that don't like them, but I think those are the same ones that it's just, I think they love them so much that they don't want anybody to know.
The eagles, like golden eagles?
Yeah.
Oh.
There are two very specific ones that I think I've heard talk disparagingly about Bon Jovi.
I mean, listen, again, as like you can see, I'm wearing,
but I think they're closeted. Like,
I'm wearing a Project Pat t-shirt, you know, not necessarily someone who probably also listens to Bon Jovi. Again, I do listen to a lot of everything. Yeah. Oh, man.
Again, it's like Modern Family. I don't go out of my way.
God, you should, dude. That show's so good. Oh. Yeah, for whatever reason, I thought you had. Now I feel like an idiot.
I swear, and there's one episode I've seen, like, I swear I've seen 5 or 6 times, and it's the one where they do the baptism, and they do the whole thing from The Godfather.
Yeah,
like it's all the shit that goes on there, but it's like their own version.
We know what's fucked up the other day.
Like a stuffed animal they put in somebody's bed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what's fucked up is on TikTok again the other day, I came across, like, on like my For You page, was a video of the girl who played Lily. It was like her and her mom, and I was like, "That's not your; those aren't your parents." You know, and I mean, she's like a fucking adult now, and I was like, "Those aren't your parents." I don't know who those people are, but those are not your parents. You know? Like, your parents.
Yeah, I think. Did I send you that video of the guy who it was like. I think this was the guy. Was her, one of her dad. I think it's her. But it was like. He's the guy who sang the Care Bears theme song. No, Gummy Bears. Gummy Bears. Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
No.
That. And then there's another song he did, and they were like, and he did this. It was one of those ones like, can you believe this is the same person? And they're like, and his daughter is so-and-so from, I thought it was Modern Family. Is she the dark-haired one?
No, she's, no, this is Lily, she's the Asian girl, the adopted one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although, speaking of, Pusha T wrote the McDonald's jingle. And he took a flat fee instead of fucking getting residuals for it. Like a fucking dummy. Idiot. Yeah.
Hasn't he ever talked to Project Pat?
I don't know. Today when I was working, because I'm wearing the Project Pat shirt, Ryan was like, he's like, dude, he goes, what are you wearing? I go, Project Pat t-shirt, dude. Don't you know who Project Pat is? And Brian being of age of someone where, like, Project Pat would have popped off. And again, he was huge into rap. He was a rapper himself. Kid Cash. I was like, dude, you don't know who Project Pat is? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, don't call me no more. Don't text me no more. I was like, that was like a fucking 2008, 2009, like, commercial song. I was like, sure, yeah, that is a hit. That's just like a weird go-to, you know, of like his entire discography. It's like, oh, that one album that after winning the Oscars that like they tried to push and was like not mainstream, you know. It was like his one sort of like mainstream album. I was like, that's a very weird callback, you know. It's like, I don't know, I can't think of like you know, like, it's like if you're like, oh, are you a fan of The Weeknd? And you're like, oh, yeah, Starboy? That's my fucking favorite song. It's like, what? No, like, that's nobody's favorite fucking song. You know? That was just like such a weird callback. But, yeah, Bon Jovi, again, I don't know, man. Yeah, again, had a nice rest stop area, place that we drove through when driving through New Jersey. Is he the one who sings, oh, we're halfway there? Is that him?
Yes.
Living on a Prayer?
Yeah. And that was like one of his last singles, I think.
Well, you know what?
Big hits. Living on a Prayer. Is that the one?
I
got that backwards. It's My Life was one of his last songs.
Well, funny enough, I did see something by Sean Ross Sapp the other day that Bon Jovi has never had a number one hit song. But the song Laffy Taffy by D4L, that one did in fact reach number one. So D4L.
Well, that's like, I want to say it's the Backstreet Boys never actually had a number one. They had like eight, 10 of their songs, but like none of them. I was like, that shocked me because I lived through that and they were fucking, you couldn't avoid them.
Well, so. I lived through Laffy Taffy and it very much deserved to be at the number one spot. Drew, I'm going to switch.
Taffy.
Yeah. Girls like that Laffy Taffy. Oh, maybe I'll use that for fucking one hit wonders. Actually, D4L had a few hits, but that'll be for the D4L episode. So, Drew, I'm actually going to switch things up because at first, this episode did not have a theme whatsoever. But then you sent me your songs first, and I said, you know what? The theme of this week is going to be, I'm just copying Drew. I'm copying Drew's songs. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to, normally, I just go with I'm going to go with Drew's. Okay. And Drew, of course, is starting off with a cover of a classic song. He's going with Miley Cyrus's cover of Jolene.
Yeah.
This is a live version as well, so.
Yeah. Either way, it's good.
Dolly Parton, better person than me, because there's no way I'm making a song begging someone to give me back my fucking. my partner. You know? Also, yeah. Dolly Parton, and it's a thing all the time, but like Dolly Parton, when that song came out, good Lord, Dolly Parton was a babe, dude.
Yeah. She's like 80 something, I'd still hit it.
I remember someone made the joke of like, oh, Jolene had to have looked like, what's her name from Jackie Jessica Brown?
Rabbit?
Oh. No, from Jackie Brown.
Pam Grier?
Yeah, they're like, she had to, like, because it's like in the 70s, if you look like fucking Dolly Parton, it's like Jolene had to have looked like fucking 70s Pam Grier. You know? Because 70s Pam Grier. Woo! Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
90s Pam Grier.
90s Pam Grier. Pam Grier. Shout out Dolly Parton and Pam Grier. Yeah. This is a good cover, though.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you find covers that are just lazy.
Yeah.
But I very much feel like this is her doing her version of it, you know?
Yeah, and, like, I like this, too, because with pop stars in general, I feel like we get lost in the fact that, well, and sometimes they're just not, right? Like, there's a lot of auto-tune that goes on. But, like, with Miley, it's, like, it's these moments that you're like, oh, yeah, she's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, she...
Like, whenever you hear her do, like, covers, like, you're like, oh, yeah, she's not just, like, pop star, like, she's got a fucking set of pipes on her.
Well, I've always said she's someone who gets, like... You know, she gets hated on because she started as a kid. Yeah. We've seen her grow up. I think her and I are like the same age, you know?
Okay.
And so it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, sure, of course. And, you know, you think about, like, a lot of people that started out young, like around that age. Like, not a lot of them still have the career. Like, think of, like, Bow Wow.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, is that the whole song? She's still gonna go on. I don't know.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Are y'all having a good time so far?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you know, I'm having a good time,
Smiley. I am having a great time. It's probably due to this coffee too, because I got that. Yeah, no, shout out, Miley. And you know, we talked about it like a few weeks, but on episode 23, actually, we talked about it because that's when I put in the song 23 by Miley Cyrus. You know, so yeah, so it's funny that again. So I saw that, I was like, you have a cover of a classic song. I'm gonna do one too, and it's funny because when we do the cover song episode, I will have another cover version of this specific song. The song,
but not the same version.
Not this specific one. No. So I'm familiar with this band. The band, the song, of course, that I'm talking about is "I Turned Into a Martian," originally by the Misfits, but this is being covered by Twitching Tongues. Twitching Tongues is, of course, a band with Colin Young of God's Hate. You know, he's along the Hard Lord podcast along with Bo, but I don't know what I was looking for. I was posting something on Instagram and I was looking for the other version, and I came across this one and I was just like, oh shit, because there is a Misfits cover album. Or no, it's not the Misfits, sorry, I'm thinking about another one. But yeah, it's just the there was all I was whenever we did the cover version, there is another cover version of "I Turned Into a Martian" that I was going to pick, and then when I saw this one, I actually really fucking like this one. So yeah, this is "I Turned Into a Martian" by Twitching Tongues. Which is, again, great fucking song.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even that long of a song, but it again, the other cover that I like listen to, like that one actually is pretty fucking long. It's like 3-4 minutes. Wow. So I just always assumed that they were all like that long, and then I was like, oh no, I stand corrected. I turned into a Martian. Yeah, if turned into a Martian. Yeah, but and Twitching Tongues, you know, a hardcore band covering this. I mean, you can't really tell. You know, that they're like primarily a hardcore band, but I thought a good cover. Yeah. It's definitely one that I've thrown into rotation. So, again, Drew covering a classic song from the 70s, and I figured I would too. Unless it's from the 80s. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that one's close. It could be either or.
Well, for Drew's second pick, you know, he decided to take off his backwards baseball cap and put on his sombrero, because we're getting one of my favorite Drew variants in Mexican Drew. Because
that's right.
Mexican Drew went with No Se Va by Grupo Frontera, which, you know, it's again, this also a song that I recognize primarily from TikTok. But like,
okay.
I have a lot of friends that specifically like this group. Like they're a newer group as far as I'm aware.
They really blew up after the Bad Bunny song.
Yeah, they did a collab with Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I know some guy who hates Bad Bunny. Like hates Bad Bunny. And also hates fucking Grupo Frontera, and I never understood why. And then I was like, oh, now I get, because they fucking did a song together, you know, like it's one of those things. But yeah, it's weird, like, you know, this would fall into the category of like banda music. That's what they call there's some songs, you know, some banda songs that I like, but it's usually not my like go-to. I will listen to it, but it's not particularly like my go-to.
Yeah,
I'm more like a cumbia.
Yeah, I think that was a question I asked you one time.
What kind
of cumbia?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On your
my Q&A questions. Yeah. I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, oddly enough, with the song playing, Rigo just said something to me the other day. He's like, "You haven't went live in a while," and I was like, "Oh yeah, I need to do that."
Yeah, we go live and we're in St. Louis.
It's not. Yeah. But like, just on IG, yeah. But yeah, man. This was the story. I think I told it on one of the recent ones where it's like, I was whistling at work, and then Rigo's like, why are you whistling that song? I was like, well, I can be a sad cowboy or Mexican cowboy too.
See, it's funny because I'll do that at work sometimes where I'll start like whistling the tune of a song, and either Nick or Jacob, both people who I will be on the podcast. I'm a terrible friend. I've not had them on yet, but they both will be on the podcast. But sometimes it'll be them, like, fuck, what was it the other day where I was whistling that Blur song? The woohoo!
Yeah,
and they like, you know, they instantly fucking recognize it, and we're like, oh, and they're really good at that, like recognizing tunes. It makes me think of, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos where they'll come up to you and be like, can you name the song in one note?
Oh, yeah.
And I find myself sometimes getting so fucking frustrated because I'm just like, how did you fucking know that? There's no way you fucking knew that. It's literally like a done, like one fucking, you know, noise.
There's this crazy video, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like somebody's like, it's Jack White, and he's like, hey, you said you can name any Beatles song with one note or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like playing 1 second, whatever it is. And he's like, yeah. And then they did about 20 songs, and he was just like, boom, 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 boom. And like I was actually pretty proud. I was like, I probably got like over half of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I always feel like when it comes to those that I'm just, when I get put on the spot, I fucking just flub. Like the other day, fucking Ryan did some video, you know, where he's just like, I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't answer it right away, we're just skipping you. It was like for some video he did for like social media. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. He's like, what's your favorite tag team? And I could not think of any two wrestlers who have ever teamed up together in the history of wrestling, you know? And as soon as he like walked away, and I was like, damn it, fucking Rene Dupree and Kenzo Suzuki. They were fucking SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So
you were like, "Lay cool."
I literally could not think of anyone, anyone. I just fucking froze. I was on the spot. But so you know, listen, with your second pick, you went internationally. Yeah. You went fucking, you know, you went to our neighbors down south. Yeah. Well, I figured I'm gonna go to our neighbors up north.
Yeah.
And by that I mean we're gonna go up into Canada and then cross the Bering Strait into Russia. Because there was twice where
if this was Risk, we'd be going through Kamchatka.
Yes. Kamchatka. Wasn't that fucking Rusev theme song?
Oh, my. Yeah, I don't know.
The band is called Molkat Doma. Twice I've gotten the opportunity to, or I missed out on the opportunity to go see them. The song is called Sudno, which according to Google translates into vessel. And then in parentheses is Boris Rizzi, which translates to bedpan. Huh. Don't understand it, but it is a very good song that I like. So I went with fucking bedpan.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
I listened to this and I was like, sounds familiar, like what do I know it from? Or
I mean, it was like on TikTok for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like I don't know, I mean, I dig it. I like the sound of it, you know. like this song fucking started playing, I grabbed my fucking sickle and fucking hammer and shit, you know. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess everyone else, you know, it's you always, not, I mean, not used, but like, I feel like we forget that's like, oh yeah, they make fucking alternative music everywhere, you know. Yeah. Like when I played fucking Team Tomodachi, I'm just like, oh yeah, they discovered fucking Memphis rap in Japan, because why wouldn't they, you know?
Yeah.
Which I am sad, because this weekend that we're recording this, Project Pat is going to be in some random club, but it's like on the west side, and I was like, I don't want to go to a club on the west side. I'll listen to him on the ride there and back. I listen to him every day, so I really don't, you know.
Well, you're going to be 15 minutes away though, right?
Yeah, that's why every 15 minute ride you can throw on some Project Pat. Yeah, again, understand nothing of what this song is saying, but
it's like hate speech.
It might be. I don't know, honestly. No, this is how I get canceled. They're like,
it's like it's like a Ukraine, like anti-Ukraine song.
Well, it's very catchy.
Yeah.
I will say that, guys. So
it is.
And you know, the song is like, hey, Putin is the best. Putin's number one. They're like, that's what it translates to. I'm like,
if Nazis would have made music like this, maybe we'd all be speaking German.
So, I had some coworkers who are going to. I mean, as of this recording, they're going to Spain, France, and England, and a fellow Jewish coworker of mine. He was just like, oh, he was like, yeah, he's like, I went and did Europe. He's like, I went this, I went that. He's just like talking about all these different places he went to. He goes, I went to Anne Frank's house, which, like, I don't know, man. If you like houses where people can hide, that's probably a thing to visit. And I was like, I'm sorry, if you like to visit houses where people can hide, I was like, what kind of a description is that? Also, is that not just every house? You can hide in any house. You know, like, it's not like he said, like, if you're into attics, but he was just like, he was like, yeah, no, he's like, as a Jewish person, he goes, I felt the need to go visit. And I was like, and that's what you took from it? It's a good place to hide? He's like, yeah, he was like, yeah, no. And I was like, okay, I guess, you know. Well, Drew, with your last pick, you went with, you know, sort of bringing it back to the roots of mostly what we play, at least one of every episode. And that's just some good fucking rap. And you went with the song "Smoking and Drinking" by Danny Brown.
This is the 420 episode hangover, because I wanted this on that episode so bad. But I was like, ah, you know what? It's another song for another day.
I like Danny Brown. You know, I know he's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
But no, I dig it.
I love this fucking beat. Like, so good.
Yeah, the beat was one of those things where I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Ooh, funny enough, because I don't know if it technically counts as a cover. No, it doesn't count as a cover. Childish Gambino sampled Toxic.
Okay.
And he has Danny Brown on that song. That was how I discovered Danny Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, it's not, that's why I was like, oh, maybe I'll save that for the book cover. But it's not a cover, he just samples it. I mean, but like, changes up the beat, obviously, like, makes it into a rap beat.
Yeah, I just like, he's just got such a unique voice. Like, it's just something that you don't fucking hear. That's what I like about him. It just makes him fucking stand out so much more.
Yeah, you know, to me, Danny Brown, he's not a commercial rapper. Like,
no.
No one's bumping Danny Brown at a club. You know? Like, they're just not. But it's fine, because to me, you know, it's like, well, look at Eminem. He's one of the best rappers. Probably like number two right after Wayne. I can't think of any Eminem song that you would want to play, you know, in a setting like that. Yeah. You're not playing Eminem in a party or a club or a bar.
I feel like this song would fit in. Like,
yes.
You could pull a song out of Project X and put this in there.
Yeah, no, for sure. This sort of being the exception, but again, Danny Brown to me, because he came from like the Odd Future gang, right? Yeah. Like Tyler and Tyler the Creator and all them.
I think so.
Yeah, I've always associated, you know, him with that group and stuff, and all of them, you know, if you think about it, like successful in their own merit, and also sort of just did their own style, you know, like even, you know, with Tyler the Creator, you know, his for a while, his most popular song was like Yonkers, and not a traditional beat, you know, not something traditional you would hear on the radio. It sounds more like just like something you'd freestyle over. That's always what I associate with him, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, again, with your, you know, I pictured, hey, if I'm with Drew and he's smoking and drinking, I'm probably also drinking, but not alcohol. What I would want to be drinking, though, is probably water, ginger ale, maybe like a iced tea or a lemonade. And so I figured, well, listen, if we're going some fucking, you know, early 2010s rap, I'm going with the fucking Atlanta legend himself. May have been cloned. If you listen to our our clone episode, we do talk about this gentleman. And I'm, of course, going with Lemonade by Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
It's Gucci. He's one of these people that just like will forever be associated with high school for me because of how fucking this guy. It was like him, Lil Wayne, Waka Flocka, Young Jeezy, like these people that just everyone around me would just all they were listening to. Clearly, predominantly fucking black and Hispanic people I went to high school with. You know, there was actually a lot of like Asian and South Asian people that I graduated with. Never even knew they existed. But this is always one of his sort of more commercial songs that I've enjoyed. You know, I really like the beat. Then when it gets to the hook, the music video is pretty fun too. But yeah, I wanted to put Gucci Mane on here for a while actually, but I just never knew. You know, it's always one of those where I'm like, which one? As if there's a limit of who, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's right here.
No, but you gotta come out with, you gotta come out of the gate, you know?
I wish I could play the piano, you know, just to be like. Like, you could do the voice, and I would just be playing the piano.
Yes. Yeah.
No, the women, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, we got Jeremy do the ad-libs, so we go, yeah. You, of course, yeah, you would be the effeminate voices. No, I get what you mean, though. Yeah, like, you want to, you know, just fucking get the ball rolling. Because, I mean, I don't know. I imagine most people would have heard Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
You know? But also, people would probably assume I've listened to Bon Jovi. And, you know, I'm halfway there.
That was pretty good. That got me.
Yeah, listen, I do this show primarily just to make Drew pop.
That's right.
You know, it's like sometimes when I'm in therapy, I'm just saying things so that I know they're gonna make fucking Keith laugh.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, I'm into some pretty fucking pretty depressing shit, so I'm gonna make you laugh, and then fucking. You know,
I generally do this, but I'm not allowed. We're not allowed to talk on air about when Scrump is laughing. Because it's usually some sort of inside joke that he's not allowed to laugh at.
Yeah. I like to laugh. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you are a member of the Patreon, the $10 above tier, that we did an episode on celebrity clones, and Gucci Mane went to jail, and people were convinced that Hobson, that he was cloned, and Hobson was him. I don't know. Again, celebrity clone stuff is either like super fun and kitschy or just fucking out there, man.
Yeah.
One of the two, you know. It's either like, it's either like, oh, this is funny, or oh, I think this is borderline racist. You know, which I mean is most of like conspiracy theories these days.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's so true.
Like they used to be fun, like
and now they're just all weirdly borderline racist.
Yeah. And it's just like, man, people want to talk about like cryptids and JFK, and now it's all just like, yeah, it's all fucking lizard people and yeah. But if you remember the Patreon, you can head over and listen to the celebrity clone episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So again, this week's theme was I was just going to copy everything Drew sent because Drew sent his picks before I did.
Yeah.
So next week. Well, actually, you know, as far as this week goes, Friday is going to be a very long episode. I'm going to fucking warn you up front. Let me see. I need to see exactly how long Blade Runner is, because this Friday, myself and Bruce Lord are reviewing Blade Runner, and
it might be quicker to watch the movie, is all Scrimp is saying.
It is longer than the movie by about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but to be fair, it's a while before we get into talking about it because, again, Bruce Lord, he is the biggest Blade Runner fan. Like,
and this is the OG Blade Runner, right?
The final cut with a specific version. Yeah, it's the OG Blade Runner, the final cut, which is okay. Ridley Scott's like definitive version. He's like, this is, you know. Uh-huh. This is the definitive one if you're going to watch any of them. And that was what Bruce had told me. You know, he's like, if you're going to watch a version, watch this one as it's, you know, the version that he acknowledges. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'll watch that. And again, for probably the first hour, it's just so much information. Like, and, you know, he's a teacher and he, you know, teaches a lot of like science fiction. So this is something, again, he is heavily, like, he probably, again, he had warned me prior. He was like, feel it, like, by all means, feel free to cut me off. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, just let's us fucking go, you know? So it's a really good episode. It is, again, it's a little bit long, but I think, again, at one point I was like re-listening to bits and I was like, oh, maybe I should, honestly, it goes by pretty quick because it is just fucking Bruce's boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And it's interesting. It's not like just the things he has to say is fucking dumb. Like, he's taught this movie umpteenth fucking times. So clearly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll drop Friday. And then next week will be, live episode, the in-person episode with myself and my work wives in Drew and Jeremy. But yeah, guys, that's about all I got to say here. Looks like we've run out of things to say here at the Scrump and Drew's Music Box.
That's episode 35.
Volume 35, yeah. So for Scrump and Drew's Music Box, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And this is a friend of the show, Molkat Doma.